Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini in New York City, and I'm Gwen Berry. I'm in South Florida. We're going to start it out with something to lift your spirits. It's important tonight to say rest in peace to the queen of the disco. I was one of those people who used to wear a t-shirt that said disco sucks. But I'm not making fun. I'm really going to say, you know, Donna Summer, I listened to her music too when I was a kid, and it's a shame she crossed so young.
Yeah, wow. I remember listening. She was one of the first understandings of music. That was when I was a little girl. Wow.
It's nice. Wild.
How young was she? I thought she was, how old was she?
She was 63.
Oh, that's, wow.
That's actually pretty young anymore. You know,
yeah, it sure is.
What's the average? The average jump off is, I think, now 80 something. You
right.
know, it look at Betty White for crying out loud.
I know.
A woman makes me laugh when I hurt.
Talk about a little Energizer bunny.
Oh, God, she's a consciousness shift walking, you know.
Right. Oh, stay positive always.
Absolutely, dear. No. This weekend we've got the eclipse coming on, and I've been looking all over the place for, hi, Krell. Jeez, I didn't even see him in there.
He snuck in. Stuck in the back door.
Yeah, Andrew Krell, he can do that. You know, he's got that wonderful helmet and that vision of his. This weekend we've got that alignment coming, and the alignment is, it's the astrologers are like, well, it is kind of, you know, cool. It's kind of an opening, but we've been doing the hokey pokey all day. It's a magical hokey pokey, of course. This alignment is Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and then directly behind the Sun is the alignment to the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades. You know, the raspberry bleep on the fifth dimension, that neon little light that goes zooming by me every time, stops to talk to everybody else, not me. So that's the, excuse my iPhone, I was recording an ad for Roundtree 7 on my GarageBand, and I had my iPhone, and the iPhone went off, and it was funny because I was doing this promo thing, you know, like this show is sponsored by. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing went off. Wait a minute. You got to hear this. It's kind of funny. I hope you can hear it. Anyways. Well, that went by fast. Anyways, this small promo for Roundtree7.com, and that's the number 7. Lots of great writers over there, including Oso, David Williams, Mike Stimson, Jack Trudeau, Pete Nolan, myself. I mean, we got some good writers over there. You know, what is it with the animals? Okay, that wasn't the one. I got too much technical stuff.
Isn't it amazing? It's funny you say that, Gwen, because I've noticed that there's so much more technology that all of a sudden I'm learning to use. Like, I actually did a Google search today called Explain Twitter. Because, I love it, hate it, I don't know. I didn't really understand it. So they had this really nice, like, 4-minute video of this guy going, listen, if you're this person and you just want to know a little bit, you can't say too much, and you put all these people together and you create a whole world. I was like, okay, I get it now. So, and then the following people, you know, because having my own show, that's important. So that and the editing and learning more computer savvy, all of that, having the technology work for you. I think no matter what age you are, you got to do it because it's here and it'll just make life that much easier. You won't fall behind.
Hey,
at least understand it.
I'm practicing recording whole 30-minute segments for my Occupy show that I do at 4 p.m. tomorrow. I didn't do it this week. I don't think I will be tomorrow. But I'm trying. It's a learn-as-you-go kind of thing. And as I say, you know, I'm not a radio star. I'm just here till the real thing comes along again. But I was doing a different Roundtree 7 promo, and the damn iPhone started, you know, doing its, you know, telling me that people were posting on Facebook is basically what it was, that sound. And I was in the midst of saying, and, you know, something really very civil about going to Roundtree7, number7.com. And the thing did it like 3 times in a row, blah, 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 type of thing. And I went, well, what is that prick-a-doodle? You know, I said, and I stopped. And there was background music playing, and I went, it just, so let me carry Mary on here. It's roundtree7.com, you know. And I said, go over there. You'll read great stuff and no prick-a-doodle. I thought it was funny as hell. It recorded funny as hell. Now I can't find it. So technology is only here, as we know, to awaken our dormant capabilities anyways. I mean, you know, we're supposed to have all of those extra sensuality capacities working for us, and basically that's what our technology is here to do, is to retrain us to use that extra sensuality. So I'm working on it. How about you?
Yeah, and also I see the level that we can communicate with each other is so much easier to communicate through the world if you use it the right way. I mean, of course, people are going to get addicted or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah, some will. It does take some. Yeah, I hear you there. It does take some. Hey, man, I loved the video you guys cut in the Keys. I finally got to see it. I really loved it.
Oh, thanks.
It was great. You sing good, man. You're singing good.
Thanks. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
But I know which. It's like the videos. I put it private, then I put it, well, just to, I send a thing, then I just said, fuck it, and made it public.
Okay.
It's freaky how many people will find you online. It really is.
Yeah, and it's true. And if you have a message and you have something, you know, even a discussion, I think it's so helpful these days. And, like, now that I understand Twitter, I looked around and I was like, oh, interesting. So if I care to know, like, at least you know what somebody's thinking or, like, what a buzz is. Like, it's kind of like having your pulse on certain circles. I think that's very interesting.
Oh, yeah, Twitter is immediate. It's like the news of the moment. If you need to catch up on anything, Twitter will do it for you over the last week. And last weekend, especially on Saturday, the Twitter feed was incredible. It was just incredible. But that's like telepathy, you know? It's like sending the message out and everybody gets it, bada bing, bada boom. It's like a wave of information that's going through. On May 20th, this weekend, there's this eclipse that is going to go on, and you know, it's all about the heart center, opening the heart center lately, grounding yourself with the heart center open. Of course, you don't let just anybody walk in there, but still, it's about opening the heart center. This is the message that I'm seeing from several what I would call reliable sources. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And in this focus, and now it's between May 20th and the 6th of June, coming up on the summer solstice, that and there's a Venus transit with the Pleiades, that's that Mayan date. The Maya, every 52 years, observe a Venus transit, but there hasn't been one with this kind of alignment since 1560-something. And a lot of the Hopi and a lot of the indigenous elders are paying attention to right now, and they're calling it a ring of fire that is awakening world consciousness right now. And, you know, I always look for, and I'm sure you do too, to see the corresponding events in public news and what's going on and what you can find out and what you suspect is going on, because let's face it, they don't tell us anything anymore except what to buy.
Sure.
It really is a time to, the Ring of Fire is pointing towards reconnecting to that grid we talk about, the planetary light body, and that is the Van Allen belts. you know, the magnetosphere of the planet. And people are talking about hooking into that energy and sending energy, stabilizing energy to it. Well, we've been having these huge solar flares. Your thought?
What's the Allen belt?
The Van Allen belts. They ring the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, from my perspective, I've always seen them as the new sphere, what they call the Akashic, that surrounds. I think that's where information is stored, myself. Magnetic, yeah, it would be stored there.
So it's the, like the magnetic library.
Yes, and it's just where people have tapped in for, you know, eons. It's directly connected to your own emotional body, which is psychic or medical intuitive, like Edgar Cayce or whoever's able to do it will tap in and read your field and say, hey, listen, you've got disruptive malady here, and then they'll know lots of times even more, you know. Your kidneys are bad. You need to go see the doctor because your thyroid needs adjusting. That always freaks me out when people are able to, oh, boy, I got to put that on silent, don't I?
They do barge into the conversation sometimes, don't they?
Oh, isn't it nice? But yeah,
so does that correspond with one of our higher chakras? Is that the same spot?
Yes. It actually does. I think it corresponds to the solar plexus chakra. And Krell is giving us some good information here. The Van Allen radiation belt is a torus of energy-charged particles or plasma around the Earth, which is held in place by the Earth's magnetic field. It's really pretty good, yes.
Yeah.
And that belt is where I think it's like a crystal. You know, I have that Vogel cut crystal on my bench here, and the only reason it's there is to collect and store the information that is my journey here as the blender, right?
I see, yes.
Well, I kind of, and this is not my information, by the way. This is, I'm directly swiping this from Jose Arguelles and his Earth Ascending, which went along with his Mayan Factor. It's a wonderful book, gives a complete, beautiful diagram of the whole thing. And the other part about the Van Allen radiation belts is that they're the buffer zone. They're the grid. They're the buffer zone for all of these solar flares that we've been getting bombarded with for the last couple of months.
Mm.
Now, a Birkeland current is a set of currents which flow along the geomagnetic field line connecting the Earth's magnetosphere to the Earth's high-latitude ionosphere. Yes, and it's another form of that energy exchange is another form of communication to tap into. Not, I will, you get a little while in a diagram, and I'll tell you, I can tell auroral Birkeland currents carry about 100,000 amps during quiet times. Well, I don't think times are quiet as far as the magnetosphere of the planet goes right now.
Can't possibly be.
it's flipping and flopping.
Yeah, it's got to be.
You know, that plus I think one of the reasons we need to be centering on heart energy and opening heart and grounding heart energy is because of the mass of healing energy that's needed right now for the planet and for people who are being poisoned by the planet or who are poisoning. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it makes me think of, you know, the healing, the inner healing that we're all doing of, you know, forgiveness of ourselves and letting go of fears or old habits and forgiving ourselves for using those for so long, which will coincide with, since we're all connected. Now that you said that about the belt and Crow was talking about the current, you can see where it seems obviously the scientific instruction of our collective consciousness, if that's the thing that's shielding us from the Earth's rays and anything else, it just makes sense to me that that's where our strength comes from. So, I think being more conscious of the kindness that you bring every day outside, but also, most importantly, I think the kindness that you bring to yourself, and that you can hide in little places that you call kindness but really isn't. I've noticed that. we're pretty cunning when it comes to our ego, how to, like, justify, you know, certain things that we've done. It's very interesting.
Well, it's very important right now to connect with the heart of the planet and our own hearts and every other heart, you know, the heart of the heliosphere, our neighborhood, the sun, the heart of our country, as it were, which would be the heart of the Milky Way galaxy, and then on out into the heart of the universe, which would really be our origins, you know. And, of course, this is walking two-tone, you know, by a lot of folks. But we were talking earlier between us about the 12 dimensions and the 12 helixes and the 12 chakras. And this solar eclipse is being called by several different groups a 12th dimensional opening of during this solar eclipse, synthesizing 12th dimensional energy to... Now, these are not my words. I'm reading this off of a channeler's site, somebody I go to for, you know, information from time. Eventuate on Earth since the golden age of Atlantis some 35,000 years ago, as measured in our present linear time paradigm. It's a great Palladian eclipse alignment, a ring of fire. And it's the first time in 26,000 years, which is that great year. You still with me?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. 'Cause I'm on another page. I can't see what's going on the show page.
Yeah.
And so this is there's a lot of different information coming through here. But it's all being called the Ring of Fire. And it's the cyclic nature of creation while accessing our own personal power and inner knowing. And it begins a 42-day round to and coming back to, you know, self. There's going to be a huge shift. And the opening of the heart chakra and bringing about an awareness of what our energetic fields connected to our physical bodies are, the opportunity is there to tap into that. I think that's
wow.
The largest message here.
Mm-hmm.
And the solar flares seem to have beaten back, as I was talking about, the Van Allen, you know, dampened down those Van Allen belts so that energy is going to, is going to continue, and this weekend is going to voom, 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 because anytime you get an eclipse, I don't care if it's solar or lunar, it's like the energy, it's like an engine shutting down and restarting all over. It's a reboot. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Makes everything work better and fly faster.
Yeah, it's like saying, wake up, you know, redo it. And it's reconnecting with it. Now, that grid that's there on other dimensional levels in that Van Allen belt area directly connects or is directly connective through energy accesses at each of the southern and northern poles. And that's this is the way the energy actually physically, dynamically goes around there. And it, the energy going in and through those poles has brought a lot of new shifting onto the planet. But you know something? For all of the solar flares and all of the energy shifting that it's done in the last few months that the solar flares have been so active, it, the elements have not been raising hell the way they were, have they?
Mm-hmm.
No, they really haven't.
Yeah.
What has been raising hell is the settling of so much damage that was done and continues, like the Gulf and Fukushima. And there's several places, you know, that you can point to, and things are out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the importance of the heart center and the grounding is a lot about is a lot about opening your heart for healing, healing the planet, healing the self.
Mm. Wow.
You sound like you went to another space altogether.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to jigsaw it out to get all the information in there, but I love zooming around it and putting all the pieces together. That's very, very interesting, you know, because I like to look at it on a grand scale and then also apply it to how I can work that in myself and how I may feel it's already working. So, and I do feel like I've gotten in front of myself, you know, and working better with myself really for the first time in my whole life, like in the past few weeks. And it feels like once I've gotten that open a little bit, then like the confidence keeps coming and the fears when they come, you know, I say, okay, I heard you, but let's go this way instead. And it seems to be affecting like the synchronicity around me and everything seems to work out well. So when you tell me that there's this new shift coming and this engine reboot, it's like, wow, man, we really are flying on this train. Because, you know, I know all these things. I get it. But, you know, sometimes the flesh or the ego or somebody goes, nothing's going to happen. You know, I mean, your brain's going to say things like that. But you're like, well, I don't choose to believe that. I choose to believe that it is going to happen. And so, yeah, feeling it already happening, and then you tell me there's more. I'm like, all right, man, let's go.
So much is really physically happening out there in the world, you know. Italian bankers have taken loads of money out of their own system, and so have the Spanish and the Greek. There's unrest all over the planet, and in our country, in other places like Bangladesh and places where huge demonstrations are ongoing right now, the one place that it's not getting that massive TV coverage is the United States, and it's really, you know, it's sort of glaring. Even the UK is giving a lot of, well, of course, it's CNN. European CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
You do? If you turn on European CNN and watch it, adverse to, you know, American CNN, it's like you've left the planet. It's a whole different world.
It's like some sort of iron curtain. You know, now it's our turn.
Yeah, it's like here we are. We've got some folks coming on the show, Sunday show, that are from your area. They're all up in it. It's the Cooperative of Artists out of New York City. We will not be silent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be on the show Sunday because they're going to do on the 26th the walk from Woodstock to the Catskills. for human rights.
Yeah.
And really, really great group of people. Well, you know, they're artists. They're you can't help but adore the way they've made art for it. And they're the, you see them, you can pick them out every time. They've been around since the beginning of Occupy. It's called Occupy the Landscape, the event that they're putting on. And they're just incredible because they wear nothing but black and white printed words, and they stand out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing a really great thing. They're doing a really great thing.
Yeah, I posted on my page. It looks like a great, great, great idea, great thing.
It is. Anybody in the New York area that can get out there and walk with them, of course, it's a 22-mile walk. Oh, I think I'll take my Vespa. But,
Well, you can join for a mile or for the full.
Yeah,
you can come whenever you want. Yeah, that's
right. Cool. And you can follow behind and carry food and water for them or whatever. It's a wonderful event. And the only thing I would say to top that is that people should take a good look from everywhere in the country at what they're doing and do their own little events. I can think of groups that are really good for things like that, like I bet Oso's group out in Occupy, not Occupy, but Decolonize Oakland. I'm sure pushing it around down here over to Fort Lauderdale. We've only got a few people left in Occupy Palm Beach, but we're working it, baby. We're working it. Krell says I was just going to say in 1909, but it's 2009, NASA satellites. Something, yes, I've been floating in time. Actually measured something akin to a space tornado that occurred off the Earth poles. Now, that doesn't surprise me a bit. Huge Birkeland current swirling off the planet, spinning at close to 1 million miles per hour. And he actually gave a really great link to the information. And it'll tell you, there were, in 1998, there were 12 Earth-sized solar storms that are like tornadoes on the surface of the sun. They were Earth-sized in 1998. What do you think those motherfuckers are looking like now? And they're what are kicking off a lot of the solar flares that were, I call them, I kind of got the idea that they were the children of Ahau Khan, because, you know, in the Maya codexes and stories, Ahau Khan is the name for the being that is the sun, you know? So these would be the children of Ahau Khan. And anyone down here who was a priest in the Mayan, they were called Ahau Khin, you know. It's really strange. There is a lot of energy phenomenon that is cropping up unexpectedly. If you look at the Weather Channel, do you look at the Weather Channel?
Not really.
But you're a New Yorker, why would you? You know, it's not as if it's going to stop you from doing anything. There is a great deal of phenomenon elementally that is happening on the planet that is becoming new. And a lot of fiction writers are having a heyday with it. I don't know if you've noticed, but channels like the Sci-Fi Channel are creating, you know, like their own little movies of the week kind of movies that always put, you know, great upcoming actors to work. And they're tapping into the strange energy and phenomena that's going on and making movies of it, you know, alien tornado type of thing.
Yeah.
Which isn't so funny, but because it could be right on the freaking mark, you know. Well, then we would have something to talk about, wouldn't we? We'd all sort of start thinking about what we're going to do about the alien instead of about each other, wouldn't we? That's the old argument.
So basically,
the 20th is an eclipse that is a reboot, and it's going to go on through summer solstice, and it's a very energy charged astronomical phenomenon packed group of days between the 20th and June 6th. But actually, it'll be summer solstice. But they're saying that June 6th, when the Palladian alignment occurs again, that it's going to be, they're calling this phenomenon the Ring of Fire, which I think is pretty cool, because if you can go to bed at night, let's talk some dynamic stuff that you can do, you know, not just discuss all of these little weirdnesses or phenomenon. But I noticed I did an experiment for the last week, and I went to bed at night, and I would white light and put the best energy and intentions into white lighting my property, my home, myself, and everybody, you know, closer attached to me. And I would feel good about it, and the more I felt good about it, the better I would feel. Do you know what I mean? It built. Now, this is like, this is me saying my prayers. Okay, this is me and Great Spirit talking, you know? This is what I did. I white lighted everything, and I just allowed that. You got a puppy dog?
It's a siren. puppy dog.
Well, maybe you have police puppies. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you never know.
Possible. Yelps like one, I'll tell you that. Anyway.
So I did that. I tried that experiment. And do you know that the nights that I did that, I slept well. I got up the next day. I had a really good morning. You know, some son of a bitch might throw a monkey wrench into your day somewhere along the way. But still, it's a wonderful thing to do. Of course, we know that we are, you know, the master commanders of our day, our thought, and our world by just what we think. Doing these energetic exercises, which I call saying my prayers my way, and there it goes again. Mr. iPhone, heard from again. It basically, it made a really positive difference. I did it twice, and twice it made a very positive difference. And perhaps I thought to myself as we were coming on to the show tonight that it was important to relate that, because with this Ring of Fire time, with all of this astronomical, geocentric, focused, elemental, and astronomical phenomenon occurring right now, that that extra energy is something that will attune to, you know, we can attune to amp up, if you will, our own capacity for putting good healing energy out around the planet, because it makes a difference. And it certainly makes a difference in me. You know, if I'm going to go down with the glow ball, the big old glow ball in the end, at least I'll do it happy. You understand? There's ways and ways of seeing it.
Yeah.
But it certainly...
And,
yeah.
And to raise your own vibration that way, I mean, if that's the point, is to raise our vibration, then...
It is.
By visualizing the vibration that you want to be in, that you see as love and light, then you're telling yourself and your subconscious and unconscious mind that that's what you want to be doing every time you do that. That's why it feels so good. I mean, it's really, it's so simple and fundamental, And yeah, I think it's one of the greatest tools we could use right now.
Well, yeah, and it's as easy as going over to, you know, the internet and Googling a picture of the Van Allen belts surrounding the Earth and imagining the poles. Smartass. Krell messaged me to me. That iPhone prick-a-doodle. Anyway, it's like, if where was I? Blah, 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 blah. We can go and we can find these wonderful, images to work with, and then take those images and use them for directing energy. You can go to Google and you can find a picture of the Earth with the Van Allen belt surrounding it, the polar, you know, axis upon which we sit. If you Google Jose Arguelles' Earth Ascending, you'll find these wonderful diagrams of the whole energy construct. You know, it really is. If you lock into that and use that as your grid, and then bring it on down and hook it into yourself with creative visualization work, and just white light everything, and do it with a happy heart, you know, because your intention to do it with a happy heart using the white light. Let me tell you, you might be in a pissed off mood when you're, well, people usually don't go to bed pissed off. They usually take a shower, wash it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, try. Yeah.
I mean, what would be your suggestion? What are your hints at that?
I agree. I think the most important thing is the getting that feeling going. Because that's so much of the vibration, that feeling of gratitude and
yeah,
love, light, whatever it is for your family and your home and protection, and it, not only are you raising your vibration, but then you're also strengthening that emotion of love and faith, which are two of our most powerful tools that we can use right now, and use them for ourselves in the way that we understand how to use them, and then the universe provides back because you're big vibration, especially after you practice that. I think that's the most important thing is a routine with light work, even if it's 5 minutes. If you do it every day, you'll remember to keep doing it every day.
Well, and it's energy. It has a reciprocal nature, you know? Okay, people are posting in Journey with Roundtree 7.
It always dings at the right spot, you know? It's like a punctuation.
Yeah, but it's really quite true. It's physics. Energy is reciprocal in nature, and that's what, you know, as above, so below, my hermeticism is based in, you know. It does work. And it's really quite wonderful. It's just that routine. You do have to get into it. And if you can think of it once a day, I mean, I've accomplished small miracles in my life by just pretending. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sitting back.
Naked, baby. Yep.
Just sitting back once a day. Hi, Trish. God, look up at the screen, Gwen.
I know. I did the same thing. I was like, oh, hey, what's up?
if you hate somebody, that's like putting yourself in prison. You carry that baggage around. And we all have issues to deal with it, you know, and that's another thing that's coming up through this is polarities. I think we've talked about this a lot lately. I know you and I have, the dark and light, and the extreme definition between them lately. The shades of gray are getting pushed to the side. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah. Yes.
And the thing is,
you're the bell woman today. That's hilarious. That's great. She got all her bells in the one show.
It's great.
Well, you know, they do use bells to waken the consciousness, you know?
I
think it's great. Yeah, I like it. Wake up.
Jeez. But the polarities are very, they're extraordinarily defined. One's dark, one's light. There ain't no red ball in between anymore.
Yeah.
It's nothing's gray. It's like if they say zombies are in the streets, fucking zombies. It's not people in costume, you know. That's the point. Krell is talking about Shakati, or the primordial cosmic energy. Yes, and that is a sort of a yin or female energy coming in. That's being established right now. This anchor, and I think that there's just this. It's almost as if, you know, years ago we started paying attention to the photon beam, they called it. But it is right out of the heart of the galaxy. There was this vast trail of photons headed right to this heliosphere, you know, this solar system. And every so many years we'd have it bouncing around and invading our atmosphere for, you know, how many months while we were doing our, you know, our astro dance in you know, circulation around the sun and the sun around the constellations, yada, yada. We are totally now in that photon beam almost all the time. We are rarely out of it because that's how direct that beam has become, anchored towards us, you know, as it's coming, where it's not just, you know, Earth is now in a full, you know, viewing from that, from the heart of heaven, the elliptic, it's right on us. So
wow.
There's other energies that are also anchoring now. Well, we knew this was coming. I mean, it is 2012.
Yeah. What did you think the show was going to be about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, will you serve zombies besides brains on olives, you know? I mean.
But it's true. You're right. Because you can feel it. Like, you can feel the energy and you can feel it within yourself when a negative either vibration comes either from within you or outside. It's like, so you're like, oh, really? You're back? I guess because, you know.
You're quite right, actually. You're quite right.
Yeah.
People,
it's like you can see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can. It's like I can feel the goodness and I can feel the negative too, you know.
Right.
And I think most people are going through this too, and they're picking up on the subtle energy, and I am so surprised at how I can pick it up. This is going to sound crazy, but I can pick it up on the internet. You know what? If I'm on Facebook and I think something weird's going on another page, if I check it out, it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, and also like a bullshit detector. You can just kind of like either look at a picture or you're just like, bullshit. And then you see someone else, you're like, you get it. Like, you just kind of know it before you even really have time to, and you're right. And then you read or you see, and it's even more apparent. You know, like, it's like if you miss the first signal, you'll pick it up five more times. It's like it's right there.
Well, and this is just more of this this focus of astronomical phenomenon with geocentric phenomenon, the elements are responding. You know, the Earth speaks through the elements, and she's been nervously quiet. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Very nervously quiet from my point of view. Then I took a look at, and I just posted on my Facebook page, but a little gal from, I'm friends with in Sydney, Australia, got a stat photo, and I guess they're out there. I couldn't find one when I was looking for it, and so I wonder how I'll have to go back and check it. But the stat photo out of Japan, you know, satellite photograph of the ocean off of Japan in reading radiation levels and stuff, and the colors were just phenomenal. I guess I should stop there with that.
It was a picture of the radiation?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's like, you remember when we were kids? Well, you didn't. I did. And the nuns used to tell us, you know, to, we'd have drills, and we'd have nuclear bomb drills, and they'd tell us to get under our desk, you know?
Under the kindling, of course.
I always thought that was such bullshit.
Yeah. Well, because what? I'm giving you something to do.
What are you doing, lady? You know, who
yeah,
are you?
It's a task. Right.
You know,
no safety, it's a task.
Yeah, I mean, and they would tell you, you know, of course, you couldn't say anything to a nun or priest because they
sure.
were gone, you know. But, and at the same time, they were teaching us the stations of the cross. So our fear levels at that time were feeding the Illuminati.
Good programming, right?
Yeah. These, all these children scared to death of, you know,
sure.
a rich hell where, you know, the Savior is being beaten, much as Mel Gibson portrayed it, you know.
Yeah.
To teach that to children, you know, I'd like to go and give them all that confirmation slap myself. But, but here's that thing. I remember how scared it made me, you know? I do. I remember how scared I got. I got to tell you something. When I saw this information in the last week about Freedom of Information Act, the Friends of the Earth got release of documents and missives going back and forth between Japan and the United Nations in Japan and, like, number 10 Downing Street and the White House and such, and the cover-up of information on what was really going, what is really going on over there. It scared me. I'm not going to overplay that or overtalk it. I'm just going to say it scared me.
Sure. Sure. You know, you don't know what we really don't know what the level of is going to be. I mean, nobody can say. So,
no.
Of course, you know, there's a level of, well, what if the shit really hits the fan? Yeah.
Well,
you know,
and at the same time that I bring that up, I would also like to bring up the motherfucking wonderfulness of, you know, last, Krell would know where to find that. We do have a link in the chat room for folks listening without chat. The wonderful things that happened last October, the conclusive calculations for M-string theory being locked down and confirmed, you know, that's a whoopee, man.
Yep.
A big whoopee. That's hello, you know, that is good shit. So for me, it basically says, you know, magic's real. Here's the other part. At the end, and of course that was the calculated end date for the Mayan calendar, meaning that the fifth sun was over and the sixth Sun was beginning among indigenous people. But at the same time now, oh, thank you, menopause, I'm out here talking about it, and I totally spaced the wonderful other, up at CERN in Switzerland, they got a glimpse, and they're locking it down now. They glimpsed
God particle.
Yeah, the Higgs boson. I'm like, whoa, dude. And we just don't know what kind of fabulous things or very frightening, world-ending, new dimension-making things the God particle, the antimatter, will provide for us. But I can't help but say, as a cosmic Pollyanna, that, you know, hey, it's going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to find the tools we need. It's basically that. So work with the good stuff we have, and that would be, you know, this weekend, begin to work more with creative visualization and light engineering, you know. Imagineering, excuse me. I'm looking at an engineer. So I'm thinking engineer instead of imagineer, but imagineer your way through this one, you know.
I think it's the greatest tool we have, and it's the most powerful one we can work with, and it's so simple. We just have to get into the habit of doing it, no matter what anybody else is doing, to understand that that's to create that standard, you know, for ourselves, that of light therapy and vibration. Because, you know, I'm not physically going over and becoming a scientist to help, you know, Fukushima or the Gulf. But if I can raise my vibration and continue to send healing to the earth and be one of those lights here.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the greatest gifts that any one of us can give.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm done.
It energy pushes energy, and it'll give the nudge where it needs to get nudged so that things find their resolutions and solutions. I mean, we have to work that way. We also have to work that way politically. Of course, I do get a little more demonstrative about it, but I'm always hopefully coming from a good heart with it. Do you know what I mean? I don't ever want to be in that trap of hate, even though I get angry at moments.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. I think that's part of the learning, that because I think all of us that know that we're here to be part of this this revolution and waking up, we know that there has to be, that it is a battle. So I think a part of us sees what it is that needs to be battled, and then we go flesh-like with it, and we think to battle it, you know, because of our conditioning. But I think that to recognize that, okay, when you feel that way, that kind of aggression, you know that that's where the fight is, but to choose something else and work through that, understand how to calm and get back to that place of center. You know, not always easy, but when you do it, you definitely feel that shift in yourself, and you go, oh, okay, right. That was a signal so I know who you are. I know everything that you are. But like you said earlier, you know, if you hate someone, you're only carrying around that self by yourself. So you release it as quickly as possible and teach yourself, you know.
Yeah. And basically, yes, Chris Kraft is a great boat. Grew up on him. hey, Captain, how you doing? it's that time. We've done our time. Do you believe we've done our time?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was reading the chat room, you know, sometimes when you're talking and I'm looking out the window and I look and there's a whole other conversation going on. I think something about a hot check for a boat. Can I read that one out loud? That's hysterical. She says, geez, my boyfriend wrote a hot check for a vintage Chris Kraft great boat. He had to give it back, but it was fun for a while.
Yeah, I grew up
hilarious.
The Gwen's Gem was a 46-foot Chris craft. What I grew up on. I love and adore a powerboat. Oh my god!
It sounds like a monk monastery bell set. Time for meditation or dinner or whatever.
It's the Apple Monastery.
Right.
Oh, God. All right. Well, anyway, so thank you all for listening in this evening. We are talking about grounding the heart center this week and finding a place to open to it, all of the energy that's coming in on the 20th, and to carry forward with creative visualizations that will shift your awareness and keep you in a better place, because I think it's really important to stay grounded right now. There's just so much fear out there. It's about keeping the good stuff.
Yep. Good recap. Very good.
Oh, so I guess I'd end, and please, folks, remember to tune in this weekend to the Sunday show with me and Jack Jodell. I get that voice, don't I?
I like it.
We have the collective of artists from New York on with us. They're going to talk about their Occupy the Landscape event, 22-mile walk from Woodstock on into Catskills, and hey, wonderful stuff, absolutely wonderful stuff. Anyways, I'm so glad that P.E. Nolan, Tricia Poole was here, and Commander Krell from Round Tree 7. I'm going to find that prick-a-doodle promo. I really am. I think I lost Nick.
Yeah, I'm here. Krell's talking about the foolishness. Thanks for always putting up with my foolishness. I was like, hey, this guy... He's like our web, you know, go-getter. He's like, here, talking about this, that puts up all the great links. It's awesome.
It's true. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
So appreciative. Anyways, I'll play us off with an old digital break. I bet you'll remember this one if I can find it. Well, you know. Don't you? There we go. Nick, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in. And don't forget that tomorrow, 4 p.m., mic check, Occupy, Friday at 4 p.m. on Here Be Monsters. And that's it. We're going to say ta-ta for now. Did I really? That's it for this evening. Good night to Nicole Tomasini, and good night to me, and good night to all of you. Be safe.